Welcome to the Sports Report. For Friday, May 9th, I'm Mark Daniels. The National Football League draft kicked off on Thursday night. The Green Bay Packers had the 21st choice in round number one, and around 9:30 or so, it was Commissioner Roger Goodell who made the call at Radio City Music Hall.
With the 21st pick in the 2014 NFL draft, the Green Bay Packers select Ha-Ha Clinton Dix, defensive back, Alabama.
A Crimson Tide safety, a junior 6'1", 208-pounder, and filling an immediate need for the Packers in the secondary. But General Manager Ted Thompson had to be sweating with four names on his priority list, in my opinion, going in. C.J. Mosley and Ryan Shazier, the linebackers. Calvin Pryor at safety, along with Dix. And halfway through round one, all four names were still on the board, but in short order, Shazier, then Mosley, then Pryor came off, but Dix was there, and Ted snapped him up.
I think he's a real all-purpose kind of safety. He's shown the ability to cover down in the slot. He's good in support, physical player, also can play well in the back end. I think like Coach Saban said at the start of the broadcast, we think he's got, you know, very, very good ball skills, and those are all three of those things are things we look for in safety.
And it might have been kismet, for it was only a couple of weeks ago when Dix admitted he posted an Instagram picture online, and he was wearing a Packer T-shirt at the time.
It was just in my bag, and I was like, well, I guess I'll throw this on. You know, it looks pretty good on me, so I decided to put it on. You know, just hanging in my room thinking, I just decided to take a picture on Instagram and, you know, I put it up. And, you know, it kind of blew up, so.
Ahaha from Haha, who got the nickname from his grandmother, his birth name, Haseen Clinton Dix. But at the age of three, Grandma called him Haha, and it stuck. And now Clinton Dix is hoping to stick in the NFL. He certainly isn't lacking for confidence.
I'm a great player. I play fast. I'm a great tackler, and, you know, as I get there and learn the system, learn the entire defense and get comfortable, I think I'll be fine.
First time an Alabama player has been ever chosen in the first round by the Green Bay Packers, but Ted Thompson is tapping Tuscaloosa. Worked out pretty well with Eddie Lacy in the second round last year, the NFL's Offensive Rookie of the Year. Well, the draft is just getting underway. Two more rounds on Friday night, the final four rounds on Saturday. At the top of the board, Jadeveon Clowney of South Carolina, the defensive end, went number one to the Houston Texans.
It's a lot of pressure, you know, but at the end of the day, I'm still a football player, and I know I can play this game. It's just how great I want to be. It's up to me. And I know I want to be real great at this game, and I'm ready to work and learn this game. I really ain't learned the game like I need to, so I'm young, 21, I'm ready to get in and learn this game, man, so I can be great at it.
The first quarterback off the board was Blake Bortles of Central Florida, chosen third overall, and he's just going to head up the turnpike to play in Jacksonville.
You know, I would have been surprised if I was the first or the 10th. You know, I had no expectations coming into this thing. I was just, you know, I was pumped to be here, be a part of this atmosphere, be in New York City. And when I heard my name called, you know, of course, you know, I was surprised, and I was just ecstatic.
The most celebrated quarterback, Johnny Manziel of Texas A&M. He had a long wait. He's expected to go maybe number one to the Texans, maybe number four to Cleveland, but it was pick number 22 and the Browns traded back up to get into the slot, and that is where Manziel wound up.
I was very, very happy to hear those words and to get that call. It was really a weight lifted off my shoulders, and really, I mean, it's a dream come true to be a first-round NFL draft pick. To be playing professional football is incredible.
Packers brethren in the NFC North Division drafting. The Minnesota Vikings traded down with Cleveland early from 8 to 9 to select UCLA linebacker Anthony Barr. And then late in the night, the Seattle Seahawks decided to trade out of the round and give the 32nd pick overall back to the Vikings. And they selected perhaps their quarterback of the immediate future, Louisville's Teddy Bridgewater. The Detroit Lions at number 10 added another weapon for Matthew Stafford, taking North Carolina's talented tight end Eric Ebron. And the Chicago Bears at number 14 went defense with Virginia Tech defensive back Kyle Fuller. Two more rounds on Friday night. The final four rounds on Saturday will wrap up the NFL draft. to the NBA playoffs now, where the Miami Heat defeated the Brooklyn Nets 94-82. LeBron James scoring 22 points. Chris Bosh adding 18. But he says this was a hard team to put away.
With experienced veterans, you're going to have to grind some wins out. I mean, sometimes things aren't going to go your way. Things weren't going our way for most of the game. But we just have to stay with it.
Heat now leading 2-0. They've yet to lose in this postseason in 2 series. San Antonio, a 2-0 lead over Portland. 114-97 victory at home. 7 players in double figures for the Spurs, led by Kawhi Leonard, who had 20. But he knows it'll be a different story in Portland.
We just got to go in there like we down to. We got to match their intensity. And Portland's going to come at us hard at home. And like I said, we got to just match it and see what happens.
Jamal Crawford of the Los Angeles Clippers named the NBA 6th Man of the Year, averaged 18 points a game off the bench for LA, and it's the second time he's won that award in his career. Pair games in the Stanley Cup playoffs, and it was the Boston Bruins beating the Montreal Canadiens 1-0 in an overtime nail-biter. Matt Fraser scoring 79 seconds into the OT to give the Bruins a badly needed victory, says Jerome Iginla.
It was a tough game. I mean, it was a pretty even game both ways. Your OT 0-0 goalies played outstanding both sides. And, there's a big difference between 3-1 and 2-2 and having home ice advantage now.
Tuukka Rask with 33 saves for the Bruins. Out west, the Anaheim Ducks beat the Los Angeles Kings at the Staples Center 3-2. Ben Lovejoy's go-ahead goal in the third period stood up, and it's Lovejoy who says we absolutely needed this one.
We wanted to come out and play a smart 60-minute game because we have yet to do that. And tonight we did, and it feels good to hopefully put a seed of doubt in their mind that the Ducks are coming.
They are. Road team has won all 3 games in the series. The Kings still up 2-1. To Major League Baseball, where the Milwaukee Brewers welcome the New York Yankees for a weekend interleague series. The opener will feature Giovanni Gallardo against Masahiro Tanaka, the $155 million Japanese import, already paying dividends with a 4-0 record. Joe Torre is going to have his number 6 retired by the Bronx Bombers, longtime World Series winning manager for the Yanks. And Torre was also inducted into the Milwaukee Braves honor roll at a ceremony on Thursday. San Francisco Giants beat the Los Angeles Dodgers 3-1 in 10 innings. Miami Marlins, a 3-1 11-inning win over the San Diego Padres. It was Giancarlo Stanton hitting a 2-run home run in the top of the 11th, although Stanton wasn't thinking long ball.
That was just to put the barrel on it. That wasn't a home run swing. And, you know, usually when you have a nice and easy swing like that, good things happen. So it worked.
The Marlins now lead the National League East with a 20-15 record. It was the Cleveland Indians over the Minnesota Twins 9-4. Asdrubal Cabrera went 4-for-5 with a home run in that victory. Houston beat Detroit 6-2, banging out 3 home runs. Baltimore, a 3-1 win over Tampa Bay, completes a sweep. Seattle Mariners over the Kansas City Royals 1-0. Corey Hart, the ex-Brewer, driving in the only run of the game with an RBI single in the third.
I was saying it's 2 hits, but we had a ton of hard outs, so it was... I think it was frustrating on the hitting side because we kept putting some good at-bats together with not a lot to show for it. But when your starter throws like he did, you don't have to do a whole lot.
Interleague play had Toronto rough up Philadelphia 12-6. Blue Jays hit 5 home runs. Texas over Colorado 5-0. Matt Harrison and 4 relievers combined on a 5-hitter. Nolan Arenado with another hit, giving him 1 in 28 consecutive games. That is now a Rangers franchise record.
It means a lot. You know, I mean, obviously I've had a lot of support from my family, you know, and my friends. And I got to thank God, man, for this. This has been pretty cool, you know what I mean? But ultimately, I'm just trying to help this team win. And I think that's the reason why the streak went as long as it has, or it's long right now, is because I've just been worried about helping this team win. I think my mind was on the streak. I probably would have never got it.
He's only halfway to Joe DiMaggio's major league record. And the Cubs get a grand slam home run from Mike Ault to beat the Chicago White Sox 12-5. Minor league baseball, Wisconsin Timber Rattlers open up a homestand with an 11-7 slugfest over Cedar Rapids. Timber Rattlers hit 4 home runs in the victory. They're 15-18. We'll play game 2 of the series on Friday night. Volunteer applications are now being accepted for the 2015 PGA Championship, returning to Whistling Straits for the third time. Just 3,000 volunteers are needed. You can check out the details at PGAChampionship.com. And they call it the fifth major on tour. Round one of the Players' Championship had Martin Keimer, who won a PGA title at the Straits, shooting a course record tying 9 under par 63, leads Chase Henley by 2 shots. Steve Stricker in at 1 under par after the opening round. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.